suitcase and I headed for the city. A Coke and whiskey, well, it sent me back 12:50.
Open your earballs. You are listening to the Unbleakin' Ear podcast, heard at theunbleakinear.blogspot.com and available via free subscription from the iTunes store, the clatter that matters. I forgot to say that earlier, but I'm saying it now. Yes, we are back with another edition of this monthly, I'm going to say now, podcast. I try to keep it on a regular schedule. Monthly is about as often as I can manage it. But that's good, because in a month, there's always a lot of good music that comes out. Good new music, I should say. Some good new reissues, too. But this edition of the podcast, exclusively new music, such as the song we just heard from X-Cult. It was called Attention Ritual. That's from their new album, Negative Growth, which came out last month on the In the Red label, third LP from this Memphis band, which features Chris Shaw, who also put out an excellent record this year with Ty Siegel under the name Gogs. And yeah, interestingly, as we'll find out in this set, a lot of these bands from this set, we put out a record on Goner Records, coincidentally, and this is one of them. Prior to that, we heard from Gospel Truth, who have never released a record on Goner, though they could and would fit in nicely. We heard the song Set It On Fire, a Scientist's cover. That is from their new album, Jealous Fires. Came out last month on the 12XU label. Second LP from this Austin band. Their first since 2013. Their first album. One of my favorites of the year. This one, very likely to be as well. Prior to that, a band called The Stashes with Total Commitment. That's from a new 7-inch on the Six Tones de Chair label. The Stashes hail from Geneva, Switzerland. They've been around for a couple of years, but are new to me. Their second full-length album is due next month, so be on the lookout for that. Prior to that, The Knots with Rat King. Actually, it's just Knots, no the in front of the name. That's from their new album, Cosmetic, which is on Goner Records, second LP from this Memphis band. And I was reminded, as I was doing a bit of research on the band, that someone around the time of their first LP made a comment that their fans should be called Nazis. N-O-T-S-I-E-S. Which, I don't know. I think the band would completely approve of that, right? Probably. Before that, Os Mutants with Cross Eyes. That's from their new album, Band of the Future. Came out back in late August on the ARCT label. They hail from Geelong, Australia. Fourth LP from them. Last one was on Goner. And completing the Goner, not trifecta, quadfecta, four bands. At the top of the set, we hear from SoCal with Asleep on a Bus from their new album, Lisa Marie Airplane Tour. That is new on the Jigsaw label. Came out last month, sixth LP from this band from Ireland. The project of Brian Kelly, who plays everything on this record himself. Their last couple of releases featured his touring band, but like the old SoCal records, this is just Brian playing everything by his lonesome. Though it sounds like a full band. His early recording sounded, you know, like bedroom recordings. This sounds like the work of a full band, even if it's just one man. All right, that is it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here is something new and long-awaited by me from Thighmaster here on the Unblinking Ear podcast.
There's a progress, it's always been a contest.
listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, and we just heard from All the Saints, which is the name of a band. We didn't hear from all the, you know, saints of the Catholic Church or anything. You probably knew that. We heard a song called Here. That's from a new 7-inch on the Third Uncle label. Came out last month. This Atlanta band, perhaps most notable for being the last band to sign to Touch and Go Records, though they have not been heard from since 2009 when they released that record. But they are back with this very limited edition 7-inch on the Third Uncle label. 50 copies of a hand-cut 7-inch. I don't know what hand-cut means exactly, but I know what 50 copies means, and I know it means they are all gone. But if you want to get yourself a digital copy, there's probably some ways to do that. Prior to that, Cold Pumas with Open Mouth of Dusk. That's from their new album, The Hanging Valley, which is out now on the Faux Discs label. Second LP from this Brighton, UK band. First I've heard from them, though. I discovered them actually on SoundCloud. I was listening to something on SoundCloud. I don't remember what exactly. But you know when the thing you're listening to is over, it will automatically generate another song for you to listen to. Their algorithm. And in this case, worked out pretty well. Thumbs up to SoundCloud's algorithm for introducing me to Cold Pumas. Unlike some other algorithms, which, you know, they're all wrong. Prior to that, we heard from Ultimate Painting with Song for Brian Jones. That's from their new album, Dusk. Hey, we played Open Mouth of Dusk and the album Dusk. How about that? That's new on the Trouble in Mind label. Third LP from this London band featuring members of Mazes and Veronica Falls. Prior to that, Outer Spaces with Born Enemy. That's from their debut LP, A Shedding Snake. Came out back in May on the Don Giovanni label. Finally getting around to playing this record. They hail from Baltimore and feature Carabeth Satellino, whose name I hope I'm pronouncing right, formerly of the band Witches from Athens. And that's Witches with an I, not a Y. So don't be confused over that. At the top of the set, we heard from Thighmaster with Whiplash from their long-awaited debut LP, Early Times, on the Brut Durest Discs label. And they put out a bunch of singles over the past couple of years that I really loved. I'd been waiting for a full length from them, and it does not disappoint. Really great stuff from them. All right, that is it for this edition of the podcast. And I'll let you know you can follow me on Twitter at UnblinkingEar. Go to the Unblinking Ear Records Bandcamp page, unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com, where there will be some new and exciting things very soon. Nothing to plug this edition of the podcast, but I will have things very, very shortly. And you can always rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That's always appreciated. And I think that's all the plugs I have for now. I'm going to leave you here with something from Tim Presley, who most of you may know is the guy from White Fence, the guy who is White Fence, essentially. He has a solo album out called The Wink on Drag City. Don't know exactly why he's releasing this as Tim Presley instead of White Fence. Perhaps, I suspect, because the White Fence records were lo-fi and self-recorded. And this isn't an actual studio recorded by his Drinks bandmate, Kate LeBon. Anyway, we're going to hear a song from him called Clue to close us out. Thank you all for listening, everyone, and take care.
Caught the clue that I needed, hope we needed, needed hope. Here comes sweet after bitter with hope. You felt cracked, small smell, feelings cracked, figure it out. Coy, you're unpleasant person, so reluctant, and people are hell. Diary day, place to stay, another day. High, high flyer, low, teary makes skin tire, pain louder, there is no pain louder than today's experienced person. Bodyguard disappear, don't even know it was missing. That's what you think of me.
this black and white winged clouder. His love rose louder than his gut. His love rose louder than his gut. His love rose louder than his gut. Reluctant, smoking the mouth. Diary day, November 8th.